B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us right now from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Keith Pompey joins us. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. What's up, fellas?
How are you doing, man? How was your night?
I mean, you know, it was all right. I mean, it was cool.
What is your...
I mean, you guys seem kind of hyped up talking about the Phillies, so how was your night?
Oh, it was awesome, man.
But, Keith, we'll just tell you about our week. I mean, you live in the city. You know what's what. The Phillies are awful. The Eagles are charging for one training camp session. And the Sixers, according to social media and our early calls today, they underwhelmed during the draft last night. How did you feel Elton Brand's first draft as a GM went?
You know, I mean, I felt like, okay, so the thing is, you know, Matisse, they went out and got him. You know, he wasn't Cam Johnson, but he was one of the guys they identified. So, you know, I understood that. You know, I just felt like that there were some other players that they could have possibly got, you know, early in the second round, and they traded those picks. But, you know, I heard that Bob alluded to, like, typically when they do things like that, is telling you that they at least expect to do something in free agency. So that's what I'm thinking that's going to happen. It seemed to me that a lot of the moves that they made, you know, especially the trade when they traded Jonathan Simmons, is all about getting that salary cap together. But, you know, the one thing is, you know, they did say that they were looking for some shooters. They got the one guy, you know, late in the second round, but, you know, there were some other guys that I felt like they could have had, and they could have got them for a bargain, but I can understand why they didn't do it.
Okay, so looking at the draft, just overall, if I could ask you this, and maybe not a grade, but just overall, did they do well in improving the team?
It's hard. Well, I mean, yeah, you got a defensive guy, but he's, and I think he's, and I met him. I met him, and we stayed in the same hotel, and he's a great kid. I mean, a great kid. But at the same time, it's hard to say that, like, 8 hours after the draft. You'll find out once they get on the court, because I thought they improved the team when they got Markelle Fultz. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's hard to say that, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to chicken out.
No, I understand.
Like
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
so, here, real quick. So, Keith, you mentioned some other players that were on your mind. I think what's sticking with most people is that they had ideas of Cam Johnson, which ended up being a pipe dream, considering he went 11. But then also Ty Jerome, Carson Edwards. If the Sixers sit out and they don't make that trade with Boston, and they end up taking a Ty Jerome, or they end up taking Carson Edwards, I think a lot more people are feeling better about the draft today.
I do too, but I also think that a lot of people are upset, or if they are upset, and I haven't spoken to anyone, but it's the fact that you traded Carson Edwards, a guy who people wanted, but you traded him to Boston. And you know what I mean?
Right.
And if Carson Edwards, you know, turns out to be a steal in the second round, then there are going to be some people saying that. But, yeah, again, I mean, here's the thing I will say about Matisse. So when there were certain people who the Sixers drafted or other people drafted, they weren't pretty good shooters. And you would talk to executives around the league, and they were like, this guy just can't shoot. But when you talk about Matisse, they're saying, like, you can tell that by watching him and scouting him, that he's one of those guys, if he just gets some repetition and puts in a lot of work, he's going to be a good shooter. I mean, they say that he has all the tools. There were other guys who the Sixers drafted, and people were saying, yo, this dude isn't going to make it. And they were right. So I will say about him now, again, he's not Cam Johnson. He is, you know, a defensive-minded player. But, you know, he was one of the guys who they identified, and they got him.
Keith, Elton finished his press conference, or one of his statements in the press conference last night, by saying, it will make sense soon. Basically, any questions that you have out there about the draft, don't worry about it. It's going to make sense because of how I'm going to address free agency. What is he going to do? What's going to happen that's going to make this make sense, in your opinion?
I mean, you know, basically, you know, we all know how it goes with free agency.
All right, so Butler's here. In your opinion, is Butler here?
I don't know. I think that's to be determined.
Wow.
I mean, I still think it's to be determined. I think it's to be determined with both of them. You know, I mean, like, you know, the thing about Jimmy really hasn't been talking. Like, you know, he goes on Twitter and Instagram and this and that. But, you know, he and his agent haven't really sat down yet to say what they're going to do. I mean, and I think the thing about Jimmy is, you know, you got to realize, like, Jimmy is like, you know, a guy that's going to be sought after. But is everybody's waiting to see when the dominoes fall. So you have to wait and see. And Jimmy may decide that, you know what? I want to go somewhere else and be the man as opposed to being number two or number three. You know, we all know Jimmy's a great guy, but I mean, great basketball player, but he may decide that he wants to go to L.A.
Keith, you're now making me hate this draft.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. If that plays out that way, Keith, then this draft is a major failure.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we have to wait and see how it all pans out.
Right.
But again, I mean, it's like, you know, yeah. Have a good one. So we all know. Oh, sorry, I said goodbye to the Uber. but we all know. Like, you know, yeah, you make agreements. I mean, not agreements, but you have a sense that you think somebody's coming. But you know, Jimmy seems like the type of guy to me that, you know, he wants to, you know, think on things. And then the same thing with Tobias. Like, think about this. If you're Tobias, you know, like, do I want to take the Sixers' money or do I want to go elsewhere and I have more plays drawn for me? So, yeah, the Sixers may feel confident, you know, and who knows? Maybe they're in a sense there's some other guys, if they lose those two, that they can go after them. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, this guy was, you know, one of their top choices. They freed up some cap space. You know, they freed up $1 million. They got a shooter. Now, this one guy from Iowa State, you know, I've never heard of him. But, you know, I'm listening and I'm talking to people who have. And they're all saying, hey, you know, he's a great shooter. You know, people around the league. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, right now I can see where fans are upset because it got to a point where, you know, they were talking about certain players and you expected them to go after them. They could have got guys in the second round on the cheap. Because if you think about it, like a guy like, you know, like Carson Edwards, Eric Paschal, you know, all these guys went in the second round and they were for the taking. And like Bob said, it makes you think that they have something down the road. And if they do, it's great. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, you know, then, you know, people are going to say, you know, this was a bad trade. I mean, this is a bad draft. Now, the one thing is, it just seems like, and I don't think people should be surprised, because when you look at the Sixers, I mean, Bob, you covered the team for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They always make trades in the second round and get cash consideration. And they're always trading second round picks. So what they did was kind of like the norm of what they usually do. The only difference is in years past, they always had, you know, lottery picks. And of course they weren't trading those guys, but it is what it is. And we'll find out. Mm-hmm. Hopefully for Elton Brand, he'll get a good free agent.
Sure. There's a lot more of the story that'll unfold obviously and play out. But going into the draft, Keith, who was the guy that you had your eye on that you wanted?
I wanted Kevin Pompey to go. I really didn't have a dog in the race, man. It was like, you know, Cam Johnson. I felt like Cam Johnson made the most sense.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah. I mean, he made the most sense just because, you know, he was the best. Like this guy from Iowa State could shoot. But people were telling me that Cam Johnson was the best shooter in the draft.
Yeah, we all undervalued him, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I felt like he would have been a great option for him. Now, you know, but everybody undervalues him. But then you also hear that, you know, he was a guy that they really loved, but they also loved Martise. So, you know, they got who they wanted, you know, one of the guys they wanted, and it is what it is. But I always felt that, you know, for what the Sixers needed coming off the bench, like in regards to a Landry Shamet type of guy who can come in and stick shots, that was Cam Johnson. I don't know if Martise is a Landry Shamet type. To me, he's probably maybe a little bit more polished Zaire Smith. You know what I mean? But as far as being Landry Shamet, nah, that's not his role.
All right, let me ask you this. Could he be a little bit, maybe a shorter version of Robert Covington in terms of a 3 and D?
I mean, he could. I mean, he could. He could. The thing about Robert Covington, you know, Robert Covington is the Sixers made him, like, he turned into an elite defender when he joined the Sixers. Before that, he was just known as a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they're kind of like, you know, one guy's weakness is the other guy's strength. So if he can work on it and he can make his shot, then he possibly could. But I look at him more as, you know, on the line of, you know what, our perimeter defense struggled. We couldn't stop point guards. We were giving up open threes. I look at him more as a guy to come in there and then just basically play straight up defense. I mean, I don't think that his offense is going to be a priority right now. I think that they think in order for them to make a deep playoff push, they have to limit giving up those wide open threes.
Certainly.
And you have him and Zaire. So that's what I think.
All right. Keith Pompey from the Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. Thanks for coming on, Keith. We appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Bye.
97.5, The Fanatic.